Thank you. I designed it myself.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. And why aren't you?
We have no music to. Hello, welcome to Rest, everyone.
Gentlemen, and welcome from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. And the website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. One question per caller, please, so everyone can get an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's back. Yay! She's with us today. Miss Nina's your moderator. And time to time, we'll have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts as well. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down to Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. We can accommodate your time frame. Spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. And let me kind of give you some information, too. Well, let's bring Miss Nina in, and then we'll go through because we've got a busy show today. Welcome back, Miss Nina.
I'm glad to be back. The last month or so has been kind of hectic for me, kind of crazy, and they say Mercury retrograde starts today. Well, I think it started for me about 2 weeks ago. But anyways, we're trying to stay positive and looking to all things good. And even if the bad stuff happens, it's a learning process, people. So take it as a learning curve and treat it that way rather than dealing with the negative. That's what I've been doing, and I've had a lot of stuff happen in the last little while. So I'm glad to be back. I hope you have many, many questions for us, and I hope we're very, very busy.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Now, let me go back with a little bit more. Now, today is the full moon, but it's also the super moon. You can also check on Nina's page and my page information about the super moon on Facebook. I'm sorry, y'all, on Facebook. So 12/3 is the super moon or full moon, super moon too, and 12/17 is your new moon. Now, also write this down. We are in Mercury retrograde, what Nina just mentioned. It starts today, 12/3, and it ends 12/23. Now, I've also seen 22nd as well of 23rd on most sides, but I've seen the 22nd. So let's just go for the latter date because you get residual. So from 12/3 to 12/23 is Mercury retrograde. Now, also, Nina and I are doing this for the month of December, giving back every ninth caller. Hey, you get a free reading for 1 hour, either with me or Nina or both of us together. But you get 1 hour free reading every ninth caller. So tell your friends, tell your family, call in while they can. This, you could, you know, if you don't want the hour free reading, give it as a gift to a loved one or a friend. Okay. Let me turn it back. Oh, and we have new shows. I'm sorry, one more thing. We have new shows starting in January. There'll be a pet show, so people can call in with questions about your pets or what's going on. There'll be a lot of good stuff there. And also a show for parents and children, you know, tools, skills, things that are going on in life right now. So look forward to that. We'll have more information, I'm sure, by the end of the month. Okay, now I'm going to turn it back to Nina because I know she's got announcements and birthdays.
Huh, I don't have any this week. No, I have one from yesterday. I have one from yesterday to my best friend since junior high school. And that's a lot of years, folks. Happy birthday, Linda, for yesterday. She's 64 years old. Same age, well, I'm 2 months older than she is, but what's 2 months?
happy birthday.
No other birthdays or anniversaries for this next week, but the week following, look out, I'm going to be taking a lot of airtime.
Okay. Well, I'll get mine in. Happy birthday to Charlotte Simpson, Pam Donovan, Cynthia Valenzuela. Happy birthday to Irene Sims. Happy birthday to Patrick Turner. And a very special happy birthday to Mr. Bernard Moore. Schoolmate, been friends for, oh, my God, I don't even want to say how many years. But anyway, happy birthday, Bernard, Ariana, Frakes, and Deanna Long. Happy birthday to you, Georgia. Meg Dade, happy birthday, young lady. Mr. Henry Aubrey, Cheryl Cruz, and Dwayne Roebuck, my cousin. Happy birthday. And I hope you all are blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Okay.
One more thing, Lennis, before we go live on the air. If you want to ask a question, please press 1 so that we know that you want to talk to us live. Otherwise, you'll be just sitting in the queue.
That's right. Okay, and a little bit, thank you, and a little bit about the super moon. It will be impossible, y'all, for you not to feel these effects of today's full moon. It's in Gemini. This lunation will be much closer to Earth than usual, making it the only visible super moon of the entire year. So you want to go outside later on this evening and take a gander. The powerful energy created by this rare and extraordinary event could be absolutely life-changing. Also, I want to say for people that maybe are by themselves or maybe don't have a lot of family or friends during this holiday season, if you are alone during this month and are feeling bad about that, go volunteer your time. There are so many wonderful places where you would be valued. It could be a VA hospital where there are wounded veterans. Bringing some holiday cheer helps them to know that they're not forgotten. Or head on over to a retirement home and make an elderly person's day by listening to their stories or telling or letting them know that what they have to say still matters. I cannot emphasize enough how good you will feel making this kind of positive difference in other people's lives. Okay.
Also, along the same lines, if you sew, crochet, or knit, the shelters and stuff are always looking for blankets, toques, mitts, scarves. It's that time of year. It's a little bit chilly out there. Some people are homeless, and boy, they would sure appreciate that. They are also for the homeless shelters. They are looking for even personal toiletries, socks, anything like that that you can donate. I know palliative care up here in Edmonton in Canada. Some friends and I, well, a group I belong to, we have donated blankets to palliative care to just brighten up their rooms so they know that they're loved. So there's all kinds of joy you can spread around this time of year especially, but I do it all year round. So keep that in mind. It sure does your heart good.
Yeah, man, we appreciate what you do, Nina, immensely. You're so giving. Also, Nina, right quick, I wanted to do the quick December numerology for everybody. Real quick, and then we'll start our readings. December 2017 in numerology, the month of December breaks down to a 12/3 month. This invites you to use the magical number combination of 1 1, 2, 3 to your advantage. The 1 encourages you to stay motivated and finish those things you have not wrapped up this year. If you have been working on a special project and it somehow landed on the back burner, take time out this month to get it completed. It's still possible, y'all. The 2 energy tells you to trust your intuition. If something is not feeling right, don't move forward on it. If you go against that inner voice, you will regret it by month's end, and you know we're in Mercury retrograde. The world stage will be action-packed. So if you are intrigued by the world of politics, think of this month as the 4th of July with lots of fireworks. The 3, which is the strongest number influence in this month of December, urges you to find ways to enjoy yourself. If you can get with a friend who makes you laugh, do it. Just get in touch with your inner child and have fun. Go for a drive. Look at all the Christmas lights on the homes out there. And while you're driving, play some music that you love. All this is good to do, and it's free. And that's all I have for the numerology for the month, just to let you know. Okay. How, are we ready to go now, Miss Nina?
Yeah, I'm ready and raring to go.
Okay. So our first caller up is area code 310. Welcome to the show. This is Lennis. Who is this?
Yes, this is Susan.
Susan?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, Susan, and welcome to the show. How can me and Nina help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you see a move coming up for me soon.
Move in what, to another state, another house?
Either way.
No.
No, as soon as I started talking, I saw waves.
You saw what?
Waves. As in
waves?
Water. Yeah, as in water.
Okay.
Do you live by the water now?
I live close to the water.
Okay, well, you're either moving, I think you're moving closer to water.
Okay.
That's what I picked up as soon as you started talking. Lennis?
No, go ahead, because I hadn't picked up anything yet, so go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely I picked up you're moving closer to the water. Oh, she's gone. Yeah, she's gone.
Oh, she is? Oh, okay. Oh, well. Well, thank you, Susan, for your call, and we hope you find a new location. All right, next call, area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, my name is Ann. I'm calling you from Connecticut.
Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Similar to the last caller, I'm not in a rush to move, but if I consider moving, is there a place that you see that I would be happier or would be more conducive to friends, relationships? I just wanted to see if you saw anything.
Now, are you saying, Anne, as far as moving to another state?
Yes.
Is this what you're asking?
Yes.
Was there any state in particular that you're interested in moving to?
No, that's part of my problem.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or part of my research, let's put it that way. Not a problem.
Okay, I'm getting California.
Wow.
Utah.
Yeah, warmth is what I picked up. Somewhere warm.
I'm sorry?
Oh,
somewhere
warm. Okay.
Somewhere warm.
Okay.
There's no snow. Wherever you're moving, there's no snow.
Well, then that we go back to California then. Okay.
Yep. Okay. That sounds good.
California, or I'm also picking up Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Mm. So, maybe that'll narrow down the research.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking up sunshine.
Actually, I have a sister and a nephew in California, but I don't really go that often. And I had asked before, and Lennis, you had told me there was an ex who was possibly in California, or Nevada, but that he was ill. His name is Tom.
Okay, and?
So I don't know now about that California. I'll have to keep thinking about it, huh? Yeah.
Well, California, Arizona, that's what Nina said. So
okay.
Someplace warm.
Yeah. That's good. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. I'm just going to keep.
You're most welcome. Okay. Area code 724. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi. This is Mandy from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Fine. Did you say Mandy?
Yes, I did.
M-A-N-D-Y. Okay, well, good afternoon,
okay.
Mandy. How you doing, young lady?
I'm surviving. How are you, girls?
I'm terrific.
Okay. I guess I wanted to see, I don't know if this is too vague or not, what spirits would like me to know. But if you need something more specific, I have more than enough to give you.
Yeah, something a little more specific, please. To go general like that, we need to do a full reading. A little hard.
Okay. Okay. No problem. How about as far as, I tell you what, something that's been weighing on my mind. Somebody did something to my vehicle last fall, and I was never able to pinpoint who did it. And would you be able to pick up on that or no?
You don't need to know.
I don't need
let
to know.
Let it go. No.
Okay.
Let it go.
Okay.
Give us another. Ask another question.
Okay.
I won't even count that.
Okay. Okay. How about as far as relocation? Specifically,
oh, that's
moving.
Popular today. Nobody wants
to
know where you're at. Okay, let me just ask you before we begin, is there any particular area of the United States that you would enjoy living or going to?
I would say I'm in Pennsylvania, so I prefer warm weather by water. Or if not, like New York, New Jersey.
Mandy, I'm picking up Hawaii. Hi.
Where
I picked up Florida. We're both on the warm weather.
Where did you say? Is it Nina? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's correct. I picked up Hawaii.
Hawaii? Oh wow. Okay, and then you said Florida. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask why Florida or Hawaii?
You can ask all you like. That's just what the angels told me, so.
Okay.
Yeah. And me too. It was just like I could see the sand and the water, and that's why I said Florida. Nina said Hawaii. So you know what? Between the two of us, wherever that you're going, it's going to be beautiful because it's going to be sand and water and sunshine, good environment. So, you know, yeah.
Okay. But no details that come with that? Nothing to elaborate with that? Rather like how or when or? Because I'm like right at the beginning.
You just asked
Florida, I see work. I see work and family.
Okay.
I see family, like nephews or cousins. I mean, they're young. They're
okay.
young,
none
you know,
imagine.
It's your cousin's children, but I see them, like, playing around the water, so that's why I'm saying, yeah, there's family.
Yeah, no family with younger children around water.
Hmm. Well, that's what I picked up was Florida, but I saw family there and work.
Okay.
So I don't know what field you're in, but the angel said work and family. So maybe there's family also that has relocated down there that you're not aware of yet, you know?
I don't even have a nephew, to be honest with you. My sister has a daughter, and my brother doesn't have any children, and my sister's daughter is only like 5, so our family's very small overall.
Okay, so you don't have extended family and friends that feel this way around you?
Not that I'd be claiming like a nephew or anything like that.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Okay. Well, that's what I got. Did you get any more other than Hawaii, Nina?
No, all I got was Hawaii. I can see her toes in the sand. Yeah. That's as far as it goes. Oh, your toes are painted pretty pink.
Oh, well, I like pink, and I like sand, and my toes need none, so, okay. All right. Well, thank you both for your time.
You're most welcome, and you have a wonderful week, Mandy, and thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, next caller. Area code 832, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thank you. I've been calling for a few weeks. I'm glad to finally talk to you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And how may we help you today, young lady?
Well, last week you said a prayer, a relationship prayer, and I met someone last year, dated someone briefly, and she kind of fit all of those things in the prayer, but somehow it didn't work out. Maybe I wasn't ready. But do you see us dating again, or is there someone new in my near future?
Oh, okay. Well, just give me your first name. That's all.
Julie.
Okay. That's enough.
Okay.
Wow. Who is Anne or Amsterdam? Right quick, that came in front of my face. Anne and Amsterdam. Amsterdam, I'm thinking of Sweden overseas. But anyway, those two words came right up in front of my eyes. Do you know an Anne?
I don't. I can't think of any.
Okay.
Anne.
Do you know anybody from Amsterdam or maybe vacationing there or whatever?
No.
Okay. Well,
not,
just write that down because it came up so
okay.
quick. It's important. Anne and Amsterdam. Okay. Now we'll get back to Julie.
Okay.
Julie's kind of sullen right now. Quiet. I feel heavy. Real heavy. Like if I stood up right now, I feel like I'd weigh 1,000 pounds. I'm not saying that she's big. It's like what's in her mind is weighing her down. You understand? It's not physical. It's in her mind is weighing her down, something she needs to let go of. Let's see. You two together. The angels are saying give us 6 months, but somebody else might come. Oh, gosh. I see fire. There's a fire sign coming to you. A fire sign is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Write that down. The person will be one of those three signs, Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius.
And Julie is Aries, too.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying Julie is also a Sagittarius.
Well, evidently, there's something you need to learn because the fire sign's coming back at you. She might have been one, a Sagittarius. She still got Leo and Aries, but like I say, there's a fire sign coming back. So you need to complete something in that relationship you didn't learn. So another fire sign is going to be coming back at you again. Julie, they're telling me 6 months. You know, 6 months from now, maybe if you get in touch with her or she reaches out to you, maybe you two might get back together. But I see that there's a fire sign coming and somebody's going really popular, fun, off the chain crazy. It's almost like this person, I mean, she's so cool. She's like a circus. She's going, you know. But then there's fire, right?
Burned brightly.
Yeah. So it's all good. Now, this will come up. This person, you'll meet her probably, I would say, the second week of January. Around the second week of January. This month, December, just enjoy your friends and family. Don't look for a relationship or anything. But in January, yes. and it'll be a fluke. You know, you might be out and about, coming off work or going to the grocery store, whatever, and you'll bump into this person or they'll bump into you. At that point in time, you want to stop, exchange numbers.
Okay.
You know, that you're interested. But, yeah, so that's the second week of January. Nina, are you picking up anything?
The only thing I really picked up is, yes, somebody new is coming in the second week in January, for sure. And I picked up that Julie is a no-go.
Okay.
I see you guys being friends. I see you being able to communicate and talk with each other again and be able to go out for coffee or whatever, but I do not see any romantic relationship with her. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. That's what I needed to know.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I saw 6 months, because it ain't right to, yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
Okay.
Well, look forward to the fire, another fire sign coming at you.
We'll do. Thank you.
Yeah, so enjoy the holidays. Just enjoy it and know when the first of the year you will be meeting someone new and begin a new relationship.
Okay, will do. Thank you, and you too, enjoy your holidays as well.
Oh, you too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you as well, honey. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, you are listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lenis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina also answers questions in the chat room as well. So while you're in there, if you got a question, go ahead. Okay, back to the phones, and 857. You're on the air with Lenis and Nina. Who's this?
This is Annette. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Annette. We're doing just great. And yourself?
Good. I'm well. I have a really bizarre question.
Okay. Is this Lisa?
Yes, no, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, you know who I am.
I know your voice. Hush, girl. Don't even start. I got this, like to say to Anna, my sister. I got it, Nina. Go ahead, girl. Happy New Year. Go ahead.
This sounds like a crazy question, but I'm curious to know.
Okay.
Why do I seem to attract younger men?
Why? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I think because of the age, because I feel that there's an age difference, I feel like I'm pushing someone away.
Well, stop it.
Go ahead, Nina.
I said stop it. Stop pushing them away. What's the problem? Age is but a number.
Yeah. Look here, girl. I dated a guy for 7 years. He was 12 years younger than me. And he thought he was older than me. I told him how old I was at the beginning. I told the truth. I didn't lie. But for whatever reason, he thought that I was younger than him. I was like, okay, you weren't listening. Let that be. For 7 years we went together. He was 12 years younger than me. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And treated me like a queen. He treated me like a queen. Only reason why we broke up, because the schedules were contradictory. I worked days, he worked nights. So, you know, that's what pulled us apart was our schedules. So, so is the guy, is he more than 12 years younger than you?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He is. And I just want to know, does he find me attractive? Does he find me sexually attractive?
Why the heck do you think he's hanging around?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Like really?
You're a mature woman, whole class. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
This ain't PTA, whole class.
well, part of it why I question it is because there's also someone else who's younger, much younger, around his age, that's attracted to him as well. And let me tell you, she is the bomb. Big boobs, big butt, long hair, stiletto heels, everything. Everything.
So?
Yes, I'm like that. So what?
Well, I just don't feel that I can measure up to that.
Why do you need to measure up to that? That's a Happy Meal. Will you quit it?
And you know what?
That's a Happy Meal. You're an experienced woman that you can, not just the sex, let's just put the sex on the back burner. You can sit down and have a conversation with this young man that that young woman probably cannot. And maybe she could, because I'm not saying people mature at different ages. But you're an experienced older woman, so that you're bringing to the table not only your experience, but you're helping him maybe to understand him or maybe to look at things a little bit differently. Okay, because sex will be. I don't give a crap about the sex. Can we talk? Can you count 1 to 10? Do you have common sense?
I hear you.
Okay, because you know, as people our age, you don't even sometimes have common sense, know how to talk. So, like Nina said, so age is nothing but a number.
And when you say something like that, that's not his problem anymore. That is your problem.
That's true.
It's your thinking. He's...
That's true.
You know? So, yeah, if he's a super nice guy, somebody that you get along with, what's your problem, lady?
That's true. That's very true. Like I said,
gonna
you know...
Put some work in. Stop it, love.
But you know, can I tell you that he likes, and I know this about him, is that he likes a woman that does not show everything.
Well, I don't believe they heard you. Men are tired of that. Do you know that? The world is changing where men are tired of seeing women with their breasts is all out and their rear end all out in the wind. Men are tired of that. They want to see a woman with some respect and honor. We're living in a time now, you got to know that that woman's got it together. If you're exposing all your body and stuff, where's the mystery? Now there's no mystery to you. He done seen everything you got. But if you use your mind instead of downstairs, the promised land, you'll get that man and wrap him around your finger and have a beautiful understanding. And
that's
God
true.
Bless. Yes, ma'am.
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. You know, and
what's
going to
sustain a relationship is your mind, not your body.
That's true. Because
you know that
that's
can go
true.
And come. And women have toys, so I mean that. But to sit and have a conversation, that can be like a foreplay. Just sitting there talking, listening.
That's true. Because I've always thought, okay, now that she's, you know, her nipples are coming through her shirts are tight and they're opening up and pants are tight and the booty and the hair and everything. And I'm like, it's like, it's
you
all,
doubt yourself. Care
yeah,
what she
I'm
look
like.
Okay. Quit doubting yourself. You're a queen. You are a queen. Why are you doubting yourself? So what? She's a little princess. She's a Happy Meal.
Right.
Quit doubting yourself. You see something you want, I'm going to tell you, ladies, go after it. Unless you, I mean, you know, I should say make sure you know it's a decent person now, spiritually, mentally, and physically, but go after it. Age ain't but a number. Enjoy your life. Enjoy.
It's true.
You know, you never know. When I got with that guy, I didn't know that he was that much younger than me, and I was a little reluctant and hesitant just like you, but I decided to give it a chance. How do you know? I never dated anybody that much younger than me. I gave it a chance. Ended up, like I said, we dated for 7 years, but he treated me like a queen. Okay, I was with somebody my age didn't treat me like that young guy did.
Right. I hear you.
All right, then.
I hear you.
Give the guy a chance. Okay, don't worry about the other girl. Just kick that thought to the curb. Y'all know I'm a nut. Nina's the one that's got sense. But I mean, you know, I just shoot from the hip. Enjoy.
I love it. So you're saying that men do not want all that out there anymore?
No, they don't. The world is changing. and men are looking at, and look at all the women coming up now against these men that are have assaulted or raped or sexually harassed. Mm-hmm. Look at all the women that are coming forward. I love it. God bless every woman in the United States or around the world that is standing up for herself and not taking
That's
it
right.
anymore.
That's
I am
right.
so happy for
yes.
women right now.
So am I.
Yes.
So am I. So am I. It's
yep.
about it's about time. And look at the and look who's coming out. Look at the men. The ones that we see on TV and we have the respect for and we just I mean, I'm like, what? I mean
yeah,
it's,
well,
it's,
you know
it
what?
Really is blowing my mind.
I've told y'all learn to expect the unexpected. Don't go for the okie doke all the time. Don't be like a sheep or a cow with the tribe. Expect the unexpected.
Yep,
when you look
true.
At a person, really? Really? Okay. Especially
right.
a person in power. But anyway, we got to move on because I don't want Nina
Thank
to be fussing
you.
At me. Thank you so much for calling,
Thank
Lisa,
you,
and let me and
God
Nina
bless.
Know how you doing. Yeah, God
will,
bless you,
God
and let
bless.
Me and Nina know. Okay.
I will, most likely. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Always a treat to hear from Lisa. Okay, next caller, area code 631. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, good evening. This is Suzanne. I just wanted to see if you said anything, new job or new man.
One or the other. Ask one question only. So either new job or new man. Which one is it going to be?
Man.
Okay.
Okay, a new man. All right. We're going to concentrate on this for Suzanne. It's okay. Stop. I can feel a little bit of attitude. Stop. It's okay. It's all right. He's got to be structured, complacent. Why am I picking this up on you? A structured man, complacent. And he got to have it going on. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. The angels are telling me what you're looking for. I'm just laughing because I'm like, oh, wee. Okay. Yeah, there is a new man coming right around Valentine's Day. He's medium built. He's got a square face. Maybe round, but my hand is telling me it's a square face. He has something to do with water. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know whether he's an instructor or engineer, but he has something to do with water, but not so much, I don't mean a swimming water, you know, maybe he's a biotech or something. But anyway, you're going to meet him right around Valentine's Day. And he's 6'2", like I said, medium built, square face. He has large shoulders. You're going to notice that. It's almost like his shoulders are unusually broad, almost like you would say a football player, but he doesn't have that physique of a football player, but he just, the shoulders look like that.
Dennis?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't generally get names, which you know. I do not get names, but they're throwing Stan out at me. His name is Stan.
Oh, yay. All right, Mr. Stan. You writing
okay.
this down, Suzanne?
Yeah, how am I going to meet him?
I don't know, but I'm also February 3rd is the date. You will bump into him on February 3rd.
Okay.
I'm tired of going online and looking at stuff. I just said no more. As of today, I'm done.
I see carts, shopping carts. I don't know whether it's a grocery store or what, but yeah, there's shopping carts involved. So it's you're shopping somewhere, and that's where you're going to meet them.
Walmart.
Okay.
I got Walmart. Yeah, that's what I got when you said shopping. I'm sorry?
I do go to Walmart.
There you go.
Okay. Well, that's a store. When Nina mentioned it, then I saw the name. So it was Walmart.
Well, that's good. Okay, great.
Yeah, you got to call us back, girl, and let us know about Stan. So remember his name and how he looked.
It was a Stan who used to like me.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're most welcome, Suzanne. Thanks for calling. And have a wonderful weekend, lady. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 310. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
You're most welcome, Suzanne. Thanks for calling. And have a wonderful weekend.
You got to turn your internet, turn your sound down on your internet or whatever you're using.
Area code 310.
Oh,
you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just dropped a call because I didn't think she'd answered as I clicked the X. Sorry, call back in. Area code 216, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, yes, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Patricia. How are you in Cleveland, Ohio?
Hi, Patricia. Doing great, and yourself?
Yeah, I'm heading on to the seasonal job here at Amazon. I want to find out, I had questioned you, it was in October, about something else, probably monies, whatever, but you're getting a strong message from the angels regarding housing. And you mentioned the name of a school, which I don't have those notes with me. And I went there.
And I don't remember. Go ahead.
Anyway. You said it was an older woman, two older women, and they're going to be renting and vows to rent a room, a bedroom, and that it would be affordable. And they probably own the property. But like I said, I can't think of the name of the school, but I just went out there by faith, and I had to contact them by a Monday or a Wednesday, and it was a local paper. And anyway, here in Cleveland, Ohio, I mean, there are several communities, but when you gave the name of that school, it's in Garfield Heights. And long story short, I did my best to contact the place to find them, but I couldn't find this woman. And like I said, you did give me the name of the school that did help somewhat. But I still couldn't find it. So I want to know the housing, because where I'm staying at now is very toxic, and I need to be out because I'm not on the rental agreement, and it's not my housing. You know, I was staying in the spare room of a friend.
Patricia, what's coming to me right now is there any social service?
I signed on with a social service, but, you know, she gives me, you know, leave, you know, either for jobs or, you know, housing. And I've filled out for, housing, I guess a couple of HUDs related and a couple of others, what they call Cuyahoga Metro Housing here, and I'm on waiting list, long story short. But
I can understand that.
But I mean, that's a wait time. But when you gave me that message, like I said, I did my best. I got on the bus because I didn't have a car, but I just couldn't contact that woman. And then I was sick. So when I was calling, I mean, my voice wasn't probably that clear. But I need to move out, soon to my new place, because the new owner of this building has said that, you know, persons who are not, you know, legally or officially, you know, living there on the rental agreement, they're going to have to go. And so, I'm on several lists, you know, for public housing. But like I said,
let me ask you, Patricia, are you near any churches? I keep picking up church. Are you near any churches where you could?
Me too.
No.
Well,
several.
Because I'm picking
up,
if you went to a church and told them, not told them, I'm sorry, explain your situation,
right,
that those women are still available. They're probably through the church now. You know, that situation has changed. But they may be through the church. But I see if you go to a few churches and tell them someone in the church does have a room to rent.
Okay.
And will rent you just a room that you can get out of there. Nina just said
right.
She saw churches too. So
yeah.
That's coming up real strong. But you've got to explain to them your situation so that they can contact some of the members and get
right.
help for you immediately. Is that what you're
okay.
seeing too, Nina?
Yes, exactly what I was seeing. As soon as she started talking, she said that she needed a church popped up. Don't ask me why. But, yeah, a church popped up, and it keeps on popping up. So,
uh-huh.
yeah, go to
me too.
Okay, I got that. I got that impression, that feel. I thought about calling these churches in this Garfield Heights. I mean, that's the name of that school that you gave me too. It's in the city called or neighborhood called Garfield Heights, and I was gonna call some churches and ask if I can post, you know, a 3x5 card, you know, wanting to rent a room.
No, don't
post.
You need to talk to somebody. No.
Okay.
Don't
all
post.
Right,
call
right.
the church and talk to the church secretary, and possibly from there you can get the pastor. But, you know, explain to her and maybe the pastor too. But, no, don't post
okay.
a card. You need to speak with somebody. Call the church and talk to someone as you call around
right.
to these churches. And then
okay.
if you know, they want to come out and help you and stuff, ask them, because you don't have a car, if maybe they can
right.
come there where you're at, or maybe meet you, or maybe you can meet them halfway somewhere, or, you know,
right,
at the church,
right.
if you can make it to the church. And, you know, sit down and get this done. But, yeah, you need to get on the phone. No going to the church and dropping a card off here, dropping a card off there. You want to get out of that toxic situation where you're at.
Right. Okay.
okay, I know it's Mercury retrograde, and it's not the best thing to... to make
yes,
changes, new
is.
Changes during this period, but
this
you're going to the church, and I believe that, yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is the move, baby, now, but it's an ongoing situation, so I don't think you have much of a problem. So go to the churches. Start calling. At least call four churches. I'm seeing four, so call four.
Okay.
Four different churches
okay.
in the area that you're talking about, Garfield Heights or whatever it is, it's close around there so that you'll be close to your job as well.
Well, the job will be away on the other side of town. Yes.
Well, why don't you contact a church that's near the job so you don't have that far to go, either by bus or walking or...
Right. Well, yeah, like I said, this is a seasonal job, and I was going to let this go because I think energetically it doesn't, you know, fit with me. And I was just going to use
okay.
this to just save all the money that I could. And, yeah, you know, apply to a job close to my new home.
Well, Patricia,
sorry.
We go to the churches, make sure you let them know your situation, and
right.
I guarantee something will happen for you right away. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, have a wonderful week.
Dennis?
Okay, next caller, area code 541. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Dennis,
this is Holly. How are you?
Hi, Holly. Fine, and you? How can we help you today, young lady?
I can. I have a question. My boyfriend broke up with me, like, out of the blue. He was just being, like, weird and stuff, and he just broke up with me. So can you tell me, like, where he's at and where this is coming from?
Okay, what's his first name?
Mark.
Okay. Was this breakup within the last 2 weeks?
The last 2 days, actually.
Oh. Okay, let me concentrate on Mark. Was it at his house that you two should break up? No, but was it him that decided you guys should break up?
I
or was it a mutual understanding?
It was basically him. I left because I wanted him to, like, get his act together. And then he decided to finalize it. But I wasn't wanting it to be permanent. I was just wanting to give him so that, you know, he could get his crap together.
He's pissed off.
Yeah, he is.
Why? What did I do?
Well, you... His way of thinking is you called it off, so...
He gave you what you wanted.
Yeah.
That's, in essence, that's it. He gave you what you wanted. I guess it goes back to that saying, be careful what you ask for, because you might just get it.
Not mature enough to understand your reasoning is basically what it comes down to.
So... Are we going to be able to, like, work this out, or?
No, it's done.
No, that's a done deal. I'm sorry, Holly, it is. It's a done deal. So for the rest of the month, I would just kind of just go slow, enjoy yourself. Don't get caught up being vulnerable, get caught up in another relationship right quick. Don't do that. Just take some time out to love you. Love Holly. Find out your clarity and what is it that you really desire in a man.
Okay.
In a relationship. I know you're hurting. I hear you crying. But trust me, you got to be careful. When you put certain things out there in the universe, as they say, it might come back to bite you. So you got to really be kind of explicit when you say things. Because if a person gives you what you want, now what? Then you're like, well, no, 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 that's not really what I meant. No, that's what you said, so I gave you what you wanted.
Can you tell me, is there somebody else that he's involved with?
No.
Is
not right now. No, there isn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Holly.
Does he hate me?
He's pissed off right now. He doesn't hate you, but he is pissed off.
No, he doesn't hate you. Why would he hate you? Don't say that. And quit going low. Pick yourself up, okay? Yes, you break up, he's gone his way, and you're going your way. But know this, that someone else is going to come along that's going to fill that void and make you even happier than it was when you were with him. That'll make you happy spiritually and mentally and physically. And honor you and respect you for who you are. That person
Sorry,
is
Holly.
Coming.
I know, Holly, this is not what you wanted to hear, but we can only give you what the angels are telling us.
Okay, honestly, like, I was just wanting him to, like, give him space and, like, give him clarity. You know, just
well,
think things through.
I know. We know that, and you know that. But that's not what he picked up. So this is just the way it is.
Yeah. Okay. And know that we love you. Okay. Know that we love you. And I'm sorry that you're going through this right now. This ain't the best time of the year to break up in a relationship. But know that something way better is coming for you. God's
okay,
going to bless you with somebody way better.
All, or is he just, like, blissfully happy?
It's not Holly, about being happy. He's pissed. What's happy about that, honey? There's nothing happy about that. I want you to make yourself happy. You know what? Fix you a cup of tea and sit down and be thankful for the person that you are. And be happy about you. Okay? And somebody else is going to come along that's going to make you happy. The way you truly want to be happy and satisfied in your life. Okay? Just thank God that he's not the one. And you know next time when you're in a relationship, that when you have your communication and understanding, make sure that there's clarity there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Love you, Holly. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes? Yes?
Before you go to the next caller, this is the caller, Susan, that's been dropped twice now. She is also our ninth caller. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So, do you want to bring Susan on now?
Yes, uh-huh. Welcome
Hello.
Back, Susan. Is it Susan
Hi.
Or Suzanne?
It's Susan.
Okay, Susan, welcome back.
Thank you.
And
I've
you are a nice
really
caller.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're going to have to stay on the phone after we get through talking so Nina can get information from you so we can set up an appointment. Okay, so what's your question?
Yes, I actually had asked about a move, if you guys saw me moving, and I heard water, and that was it. And then I hung up.
Oh. Moving to what? You're not the one that we saw Florida and Hawaii? That's not you?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
I was the very first caller that called in, and it was hung up on the minute that you guys started talking.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. All righty. So you're moving out of state, right? That's what you're looking for? Out of state move?
Not necessarily. I'm really feeling compelled. Something tells me I need to move, and I don't know where, but I just feel compelled that I need to move. So I wanted to get some insight.
Okay, Susan, I remember now. Yeah, you're near water, but you're going to be moving nearer to water.
Yes.
Nearer to water, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming back now. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, you'll be moving closer to water for sure. White. Well, maybe that's the color of the building. White. I don't know why that came. But anyways, yeah, white. Lennis, what else are you getting?
Write this part of the address down, 1103.
1103, okay.
1103. I don't know where that is, but they just told me the address is 1103. Now, that's all I got. I can't tell you if it's 1st Avenue, 52nd Avenue, Court, whatever. But 1103,
okay.
So as you're looking, if you see those numbers, yay! Okay, go ahead.
Susan, one more question. The number that's up in the queue, is that the number that you want us to call you at?
The 310 number?
Pardon me?
The 310 number?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. What else am I seeing? A single family home. It's not very big. Oh.
I'm seeing a Rambler.
Yeah.
One level.
Yeah.
Okay, one level Rambler.
Yeah, two bedrooms. Two bedrooms,
okay.
Two bathrooms. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms. And there's a nice front porch.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's as far as I can go.
Yeah,
well,
like old southern porch. Yeah, I can see that too. Like old southern porch. Oh,
yeah.
That's nice. Okay. All right, Miss Susan.
Awesome.
We're going to call you back.
Okay.
The show ends in about another half an hour or so. So I will call you back near Nina and set up an appointment with you. How about that?
That sounds
and
fabulous.
And congratulations on being a nice caller, getting a free reading.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. All righty, young lady. So I'll talk to you shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller, area code 310. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Lennis. This is Brittany speaking. I feel creepy about
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I actually caught a little bit of a cold, so I'm just getting over it. But I'm doing good. I'm doing well.
Well, good. God bless you.
Yes. So I had a question.
the relationship that has started to unfold with Justin and I has been going very well, and everything is unfolding beautifully. Although I feel like his energy has shifted where he's pulled back a little bit, and I'm not sure if it's what it is, and I wanted to see if maybe you can give me some more insight regarding that.
Okay, I'm seeing something about church. It's Justin, right? J-U-S-T-I-N?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Why, when you, as soon as you mentioned his name, I saw church. God, I'm not picking up anything wrong. Nina, are you picking up anything? Because I'm not picking up anything wrong, but I keep getting church about him. Is he getting baptized?
Not to my knowledge. He hasn't mentioned anything.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
What I'm picking up is work. Work is stressing him out.
Yes, that might be more like it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's there's too much work, not enough people, and it's stressing him out.
Oh wow.
Been there and done that. Can't blame him.
That's true.
It's not you.
Okay.
It's work.
Okay. Now, I've offered to help him, you know, help teach him how to quiet his mind with meditation, and he's willing and he's open to, you know, the spiritual world. Is there anything that I could be doing to help, you know, kind of help his journey with that, with, you know, to have less stress?
No, that's something you can't push.
Okay.
And don't, that's something he's got to come to you with. As you know, being more spiritual, being more in tune with yourself is something you have to want to do for you. Also, you can't push on anybody else. I'm very spiritual. I'm psychic. I'm Reiki master, all of these things, but it's not something I can push on my husband, even though we've been married for 44 years. It's just not something you can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something he has to come to you about. When he is ready, willing, and able to learn, he will ask you. Just give him time. Let him get over whatever is stressing him right now.
Okay.
Y'all be all right. Yeah, because I'm not picking up. He's a good person, good guy.
Yeah, he is.
And work can do that, let me tell you. Just think if you were married and he'd come in, baby, I'm about to go off now. Yeah, I know you understand. Oh, God, yeah. Nina's right. It's one of those things, so. Just be patient, Brittany, and continue to love him, honey. Just be patient.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you both. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's, you two.
Oh, you too. We will. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Even though we've had a ninth caller, we have done it where we've had two ninth callers in the time that we were on the air. So I'm telling you right now, you know, keep calling in because you don't know. You might be, we can do another one. Next night, a ninth person. Okay, moving on. We're going to call. Oh,
Dennis,
and the chat room is open. Go ahead, Nina.
Nobody has pressed one that's on that we have in the queue right now, so they're just listening. If you're in the queue right now, I know you've all been on before already, but if you would like another question answered, press one.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me press and see. Area code 203, do you have another question for us?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I'm going to go back to that you saw that guy, in, last time I asked you, it was an ex-boyfriend named Tom. Did you see any communication from him to me?
This is Anne, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, this is Anne, right, right.
Okay. Anne, okay. And you want to know if your ex-boyfriend is going to get back in touch with you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what's his first name, Anne?
Tom.
Paul, P-A-U-L?
Tom. No, Tom, T-O-M.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Let's see. No.
No.
No. The angels are telling me no, he's not.
Okay, so no details on that one, huh?
No, they just said no. I asked, would he get back in touch with you? And they said nope.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not trying to force something, are you?
No.
Okay.
I don't want.
Okay. Did you pick up anything different, Miss Nina?
No, I certainly didn't.
Okay,
that's
well,
great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
God, who? 203, you still with us?
Yeah, well, you had something to say to me?
No. Anne, that's fine. okay. That's okay. Thank you for calling, Anne. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I ticked off the wrong person because I don't know how she jumped down from being up at first place, but anyway. Okay, Nina, what's going on in the, just call back in. Here we go. Area code 832, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Elizabeth again.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I have another question, and I'm working on finishing up school, getting my PhD and writing my dissertation. And
okay.
I have a job, and it's great because I get to kind of work on my paper while I'm at work, but it does not pay enough. Do you see, any big career moves or changes here in the next few months? I have been putting in applications, but nothing so far.
In your field? You're not hearing anything in your field?
No, I had an interview at the same company that I worked for, but I think they kind of lowballed me with the salary, so I just stayed where I am.
Okay. What's your field, Elizabeth? And by the way, congratulations, girlfriend, on your PhD.
Oh, thank you. I'm working on it. Thank you.
You're going to get it. That's why I'm telling you congratulations. I already see it. But anyway,
thank
what field are you in?
Educational leadership.
Okay. Wow, why did I see you at a big corporation?
Mm-hmm. I've done corporate work, too.
That's what I was going to say. I see you in corporate. Whoa.
Hmm.
And I'm seeing dollar signs. Ooh.
Hmm.
Ooh. That's nice. Yeah. No, I'm seeing dollar signs, but I'm seeing corporate. I'm seeing, big buildings, big.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this is, some corporate, big business. You know, something like DuPont, IBM, Microsoft, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Whoa, because you could go in a lot of different areas with that, you know?
Yes.
Gosh, I'm not seeing any one particular company. I see Microsoft, but that's not really conducive where you live at. You want something that's...
Do you see a place or a location?
That's what I'm looking for. I want to see what the company is that,
mm-hmm.
That you work for. Because it's huge.
Hmm.
Oh, God, why can't I see this? Who makes cameras? Kodak? Fuji?
Canon.
Fuji? Canon. Who is it? Say
Canon.
It.
Canon.
I heard it.
Canon.
Canon.
Canon. Canon. That's it. Write it down. Let me write it down. Because
okay.
It was giving me a headache trying to see that company. Canon. Camera film, I guess you would say, camera film company. Write that down. They have
okay.
an opening for you. That's what I was saying, like, ooh, your degree could go in a lot of places. And the company that I saw, like Canon, this is, you know, you're going in there like as a director. You're not looking at no supervisor or anything like that. You're going in for a directorship, manager. You're not even manager. You're going in at something that has to do in directorship in that level. I'll just put it like this. On that level, Elizabeth.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah. So, when you're applying at this company, but I put Canon. Boy, that was strong. Whew, I don't know if it's in your area. I don't even know where their companies are at or anything. But anyway, if look it up, I guess, in your phone book or in your area, if Canon has a company in your area. But, yeah, that was real strong.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And now they're telling me hospital, medical. Now they're telling me medical. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, social. Well, social would probably come under your education leadership. The social.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, or wait a minute, social network. Let's not forget about, oh, gosh, you got Amazon. Who else? Facebook. I'm saying Amazon. It may not be social, but it's a company that would probably hire you. Facebook, Google.
Hmm.
Ooh. Okay, I hope you're writing this down, too. So we got Canon Film, something in the medical field or in the social field, companies, Amazon, Facebook, and Google.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
and I saw money signs. So that tells me that they will pay well. It's not
okay.
some, you know, you're talking about somewhere in the $75,000 to $100,000 a year job or more. That's probably under.
Okay. Thank you. Do you see that, like, before I graduate or after? Probably after, huh?
Yeah, sometime next year, March. I just saw the first week of March. Nina, what you seeing? I just saw the first week of March.
After she graduates.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
When do you graduate, in June?
By God's grace, in like June, or I should be finished in June and then graduating in August.
Or, but wait, Elizabeth, or you could apply in March.
Yeah,
start applying for the job. Maybe that's it. And Nina saw after when you graduate, then you'll have the job.
Yes. I'll
you know what I mean? You'll give you, yeah, because working a job that big takes a minute, you know, to go through the different steps and levels, people to interview you and stuff, because you're, you know, that's what I'm saying, 100,000 might even be low. So by the time you graduate, girl, you'll be all set up. Start your job and start living life again.
Exactly, yes, I need to. Yes.
Yeah. So it's coming, yeah. Did you see anything more, Nina? Because that was pretty good.
No, that's it.
Yes, ma'am. All right, girl.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome, and have a wonderful week. Jeez.
Okay, you
that's
too.
Good.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. 203. I think we missed you. Go ahead, 203. Is this Ann?
No, I was on. I was on already. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, okay. No problem. Glad you called back. Okay, is there anything in chat room, Nina?
There is something in the chat room. Anna would like us to look at her week for her.
Tell her on Wednesday could be chaos if she's not careful. I don't know why they're just showing me chaos on Wednesday. Saturday, something's going to make you happy. I don't know what. It looks like you're out. You're out and about on Saturday because you're smiling. You're happy about it. So guess you're out enjoying yourself. But Saturday is a good day. But Wednesday, just be real careful. Watch your words, who you're talking to, or your attitude. Just watch all that because I see chaos, and you don't want to be in the middle of it. I see you stepping back. I see you going like you're stepping backwards, like, no, 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 no. So that's what I get for Wednesday and Saturday. The rest of the time, I didn't see anything. You, Nina?
No, I'm just picking up that next weekend's going to be a good one for you.
Yeah. Yep. I saw that because she was very gleeful, smiling. Okay. Anybody else?
Nope, that's
no?
it.
Okay, well, before we close out the show, we're just going to reiterate some information to you. Go back. So tonight is a super moon, which is a full moon, starts today, and you'll probably see the moon full today and tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, at super moon that is real big. So remember that. Go outside tonight if you can and take a look. On the 17th of December is the new moon. Okay, and Mercury retrograde is from 12:03 to 12:23. Every Sunday in December, Nina and I are giving away 1 hour free call for every ninth caller. You will get a 1 hour free reading. Okay, in January we'll be doing some new shows on pets or shows with parents and children. And also, we want to let you know that during this holiday season, if you would like to purchase a reading, we have one question for $25 if you want to purchase a reading for yourself or if you want to do it as a Christmas gift for a family or a friend. It's one question, $25. Go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Scroll down on psychic reading and just punch it in, and you got us. Okay, anything else, Nina?
Nothing that I can think of other than to say congratulations to my granddaughter Cassandra. In 1 week, she will have finished 4.5 years of university. So, yeah, she's going to take.
All right.
Going to take a year.
Well, congratulations,
break.
Cassandra, for me too.
She's going to take a year off, and I think probably getting married in that time. At least that's what her and I are hoping. But, and then she will be going back to school for her master's in forensic psychology. So her grandpa and I are pretty darn proud of that young lady.
All right. And so you should be. And so you should. That sounds wonderful. Okay. Well, that's about it. I think we can about close her out, Miss Nina. What you think?
I think we should close it out. And remember, stay positive through Mercury retrograde. It could be a rough one. The next couple of days are going to be rough because of this full moon Mercury retrograde type thing going on. So stay as positive as you can. Whatever happens, remember, it's all about learning, whether it be negative or positive. You are on learning something. So keep it up. Keep positive.
There you go. All right, and for me and mine, I love you. Me and Miss Nina, if nobody's told you they love you today, we do. And hoping for the best for everybody. Enjoy your week, and share the love, share the love. Night, Nina. Ooh. Night, Nina. Music came on like gangbangers. Good night, everybody.